We return now to yesterday's bombing at the Boston Marathon, which claimed the lives of 3 people and injured more than 150. The morning after the bombing, many questions remain, among them, who did this, how, and why? For people waking up this morning in Boston and across the state, the search for answers continues. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch reports.
Some of the runners were just about to triumph, exhausted after a grueling 26.2 miles. Boston Globe sports reporter Steve Silva was videotaping them crossing the finish line when the first blast hit. Police in the street drew their pistols and ran to where the smoke was billowing up. About 13 seconds later, a block down the route, on the same side of Boylston Street, another explosion. The 2 apparently coordinated bombs ignited along the sidewalk, not on the street, where the stream of runners had thinned significantly from a few hours earlier. But the sidewalks were still fairly densely packed, with runners' friends and family and fans behind barricades to watch. First responders already amassed at the finish line raced to help the injured. The medical tent transformed into a trauma unit. Ambulances rushed patients to nearby hospitals. At MGH, trauma surgeon Peter Fagenholtz said he performed some amputations.
There's a variety of injuries. Probably the most common serious injuries are combined lower extremity injuries, combined meaning bone injuries, soft tissue injuries, and vascular injuries to the lower extremities.
Fagenholtz also found metal debris in the injuries. He said it's unclear if that was part of the bombs or from something else torn apart in the explosions. Stephen Epstein, an emergency room physician at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center, specifically cited shrapnel.
What we were seeing looked like BBs, so what we saw was pretty consistent with that.
Back at the scene, the aftermath showed evidence of strong, deadly explosions, but not necessarily colossal ones. Street-level windows were blown out and a few windows above the blasts, but the rest were intact. The buildings did not appear to suffer serious structural damage. The size of the explosions and the damage to predominantly legs and feet suggests something placed on the ground. The FBI is asking for pictures and video and other information, saying no detail is too small. Rick DeLaurier is the special agent in charge of the FBI's Boston office.
Call 1-800-CALL-FBI. This is a tip line that we have set up, ready to receive tips that might come in or leads that might come in.
Images and video could show who was on that street in the minutes and hours before. Investigators will want to know why the explosions came when they did, hours after the elite runners had finished. They'll examine the physical and chemical signature of the explosions for clues to how the bombs were made and where they came from, whether the U.S. or overseas. Answering how might help answer who's responsible. Jessica Stern, a fellow at the Harvard School of Public Health, says the timing suggests domestic terrorism.
It's possible that the date is significant. April 15th is Tax Day, and it was also Patriots Day, which is a highly significant day to anti-government groups.
But it could also be a coincidence. After all, the Boston Marathon is an international event. Runners travel from around the globe to compete. Something that was evident in the scene after the explosions when volunteers tore down a row of world flags to make way for first responders. The final question is one that hopefully will be answered. Even then, few will understand. That question is why. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
Stay with WBUR and WBUR.org throughout the morning and later today for the latest on yesterday's bombing.